Blog Talk Radio.
Are you there, Brother Jim? Well, this is the Jimmy Williams Show, Real People from the Hood. We looks like we may have a camera.
You know, we're dealing with a very critical and crucial time. Most crucial and critical time that I've ever witnessed. Being as young as I am, you know. We all don't want to say nothing else, but we say as young as we are. Now I want to talk about the pronunciation and the realization. Now the educator, they call it ESP, positive thinking, right? Some of the people on the cross other side of the pond call it vibe, vibration, astrology, and all those different things, you understand? But I call what it is what it is. What it is what it is. Look at him. Now you see, a brother, you take in the ghetto, you find a whole lot of crime. I can understand, hey, I know what it means. Being 9 years old before I got my first cell on the way out of a stove. You know, putting on a half dress suit from the pawn shop with tennis shoes. Trying to be hip, so I know where it's coming from. Like the fella say, having catfish head stew. And look like the catfish went in there with his head and come out very quick and didn't leave nothing else. That's one thing the educators and the politicians and the establishment gotta remember. Now brothers need jobs. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, can't eat, get hip to yourself. Good start, my brother, and get it from the street. You don't work, you can't eat. This, you don't work, no. You can't eat. So you got to have mind power to deal with starvation. And that's what we're dealing with. You see, we can't go back to the biblical stories. Two loaves of bread. Or two little fishes, five loaves of bread. Two little fishes, yeah. Five loaves of bread. Now look here, too many brothers to go by that. Now I want your brothers to dig where we're coming from. Set your mind right here. Dig the JBE experience. I dug this from a young man out of New York. He said the GBE. The GBE. Now we want to take it to the JBE. The JBE experience. Now Fred. Brother. Brother. Lay it on me. Lay it. Mind power. Mind. Mind power. What it is, what it is. What it is, what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. That's what it is. It is what it is. That's what it is.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, looks like we have some technical difficulties. We're trying to get the Brother Jimmy Williams show on the road, on the air, rather. I'm so used to being on the road, listen to me. But we're trying to get the show on the air, and we're going to keep on rocking and rolling, and we're going to bring it to you as soon as we can. I'm going to try to get Brother Jimmy back on the station. Y'all just hold tight, and we will be right with you. Just be a little patient, and the show will go on.
Hold me tight. all in a row. Watch them fall like dominoes, falling like dominoes.
Hey everybody, this is Jimmy, Real People from the Hood. Sorry I am late. I had some business to take care of. I was running like a Hebrew slave, but I'm here now. And this is July 3rd, 2015. I am your host for tonight. My executive producer is Mr. Keith Bledsoe.
What up, Jim? We got you.
You got me on? We good?
We got you back. I got you back. We covered. Oh,
okay.
We all good.
Okay, man. Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, I had an incident today that's going to blow everybody's mind. Now I got into the psyche of the average black man in the hood. I think I did it, Keith. I think I did it. Earlier today, I got into it with some brothers that are fixing cars on the block. AutoZone is there. AutoZone ran them out of their lot because they refused to clean up. So instead of bowing to AutoZone's wishes, they decided to just clean up on the street. Work the cars on the street. It's an alley that separates the rest of the block from their particular commercial section. So, you know, they did their thing down there, and then they started moving the cars toward the houses on the other side of the alley. And the first time they did it, we asked them, could you please, we have a block club too, we asked them, could you please not come past the alley because you guys are spilling oil and none of our guests can park or whatever. And they said, okay, shit went in one and out the other. Today, I got into it with two of them. So I told the brother, I said, man, look, y'all act like a bunch of retarded-ass kids, man. I don't fucking get it. Hey, man, who are you talking to like that? I said, man, I spoke to you twice and you once. Why y'all can't keep this shit on the other side of the alley, man? AutoZone already asked you guys to clean up and you didn't. Now, what the fuck make you think we think you go clean up when you get your ass on this side? And then, you know, I said, dude, I'm about to call the police. He said, man, do what you need to do. I called the police inspector until he came, man. And I told the police the same thing. He issued out tickets and citations to everybody and shit. I told him, I pulled a boy to the side. I said, man, somebody in this group gonna have to listen. We ain't making y'all do nothing. We just asking y'all, let us keep our block clean. Y'all can do the fuck that I want to do on that other side of that. You're not gonna get one phone call. He agreed or whatever, but it took, man, it's like, why we got to go through this stuff, man? What a respect part comes in it. I figured because there's a vacant building right here on the corner after the alley, because ain't nobody there, we have no say-so over there. And I had to say to him then, dude, I'm next door to that vacant ass house. It's bad enough my neighbor ain't shit. He ain't cleaning up his property. Now I got to fuck around and deal with you motherfuckers, the vacant house, this asshole, and whatever that fuck is going on in the block. So we had it broken down like that. Man, I don't know if they're going to stick to their little game plan or whatever, but anyway, man, my thinking is respect. The respect is totally fucking gone out the hood, man. You know, it's what I want to do. And that's going to lead me into what I'm about to talk about now, about that medical marijuana stuff. I just read in the paper yesterday that every fucking community that these people wanted that marijuana, I don't know what call it, marijuana station. Nobody wanted it. They talked to people in Beverly, Grand Crossing, you name it, they talked to them, but they did not talk to anybody in Inglewood. And I'm saying to myself, if those assholes don't want the dispensary in their neighborhoods, why don't they all get together and ask Inglewood, did we want it or would we want it? And the answer is going to be yes, because that's the plan is for them to make marijuana legal, period. Ain't no medical marijuana. That's what they're starting off with. But yep. what they want is to make marijuana legal. But these dumb black motherfuckers can't even see that. Can't see past their front porches. They can't see past their manicured lawns and shit. All they see is they motherfucking ass retiring with no fucking nothing to worry about. No, you're going to have shit to worry about because since you motherfuckers are retired and vulnerable and old, they're going to come after you motherfuckers before they come after somebody like me. And why do you fucking can't just get together and say, oh, yeah, well, maybe it would produce some jobs in the long run. Maybe we can get these guys off the street. Maybe. Ain't no maybes coming in, you motherfuckers. They just saying what they don't fucking want. And shit is pissing me off, man, because they old enough to know better. Why are we fucking struggling trying to bring something to the hood when we got to look at long-term strategies? Ain't nobody looking at long-term strategy. Everybody into this me bullshit. Me, 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 my. We don't. And nobody even asked yet, is Inglewood interested? Our alderman, he taking pictures all over the fucking place with everybody. Talking about he got a plan to fight crime and all this other bullshit in our ward. Didn't come up with one word of a solution. But you can see that motherfucker dancing on somebody block and shit doing the fucking stanky leg, whatever the hell you call it. He's a photo opportunist. That's it. So I wrote the asshole back. Okay, fine. What's the plan? I ain't heard from that motherfucker. I heard crickets before I heard from that motherfucker. And we are not going to be able to move forward until we fuck around and start thinking beyond 5 minutes ago. Beyond our selfishness. It ain't just us. It ain't just me, my. It's a whole generation out there that's fucking in survival mode. And what do you do when you're in survival mode? Ask any motherfucker running through the jungle with a spear. They got to spend the night in that motherfucker. You got tigers and hyenas running around you and shit. All they smell is meat. They don't smell you going back to your family or you got a job or going to school in Zimbabwe or some motherfucker. They don't give a fuck about that. They smell meat because they're hungry and they got to feed their cubs. I'm using that analogy as, I don't even know why I went to the jungle. But anyway, I'm using that analogy saying the survival of the fittest. And I'm not feeling this at all. I don't even know what to fucking do no more. I mentioned it to the young lady that's president of RAGE, Resident Association of Inglewood. I sent her an email. I sent her the article and everything. And at the next meeting, I'm going to bring it up. They excluded Inglewood. I know why they excluded Inglewood. Because we had the lowest voter turnout in the last fucking mayoral election. The lowest fucking turnout. Basically saying nobody fucking in Inglewood voted. Okay, we ain't got no fucking power. If they decide to take the medical marijuana dispensaries forward and they need a voice to help them sell it to the city council, those blood-sucking rat fucks, and they need our voices to take them forward to make marijuana legal throughout the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois eventually, and then provide jobs for everybody at $42 an hour. People can't even see that. People in Colorado making $42 an hour just taking a fucking plant. The same shit that we do is what I heard. We take the motherfucking marijuana, chip that shit up, and put it in a wrap. That's all they do. They chip the shit from the from the vine. It makes $42 an hour. Stevie Wonder can do this shit, and that's and we already smoking this shit. So what the fuck? Motherfuckers don't want to do it. All they want, everybody in the black community, for most of them, all they want to do is sit on their ass and just wait out their time. Wait out their time. Fuck everybody else. Half the people on my block, they starting to come out now because the block club is getting stronger. But before that, them motherfuckers hid in the motherfucking houses, and you got a lady across the street, her blinds all fucked up for her peeping out her window so fucking much. This is some regular ass blinds. Can you see this shit? Then there's one lady that told me she only opened the fucking door to get her mail. She would stick her hand out there and feel for the mailbox, get her shit, and just close the door back. Get the fuck out of here. I hear echo in the background. We got the technical
thing. Here, let me hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. See if it goes away.
We good? Testing.
No. See if go ahead. Keep rolling. See if you're here.
Keep talking. Oh, okay.
Can you hear me okay without the echo?
Oh, I can hear you. I just hear echo when I talk. Okay, it's gone now. Okay, it's gone.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I think I know.
No, what it came back a little bit. Go ahead. Anyway, what was I talking about? Yeah, these blood sucking motherfuckers in the city council. All they want to fucking do is keep that $100,000 a year job. Black caucus, get the fuck out of here. Progressives, we're going to make change. We got a smorgasbord of ideas that we're going to just throw out to the mayor. The mayor didn't give a fuck before you motherfuckers got there. He ain't going to give a fuck after you motherfuckers got there. Unless you're making him some money. The only reason he brought Barbara Lewis along, I mean, Barbara, the chick that was head of CS, the only reason he got her because he fucked around and got part of their 20 mil, I bet. Them the type of people Mr. Mayor wants around here. Somebody gonna bring him some motherfucking money. You black Nubians and Mexicans and all you other motherfucking races just getting up in there trying to form a progressive caucus. Y'all ain't shit. Y'all doing the same thing everybody else doing. Yes. Is that, that's from the mayor? Yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah. The governor? Yes. Every fucking idea that you have, the mayor gonna shoot that shit down if they ain't gonna put no money in his pocket. In the news media, they'll really fuck this up. If Rahm Emanuel should not be mayor of the city of Chicago right the fuck now. Chewy should have been mayor right the fuck now. Because they came out with that bullshit about the $20 million being stolen before the election. No way in hell Rahm Emanuel would have been elected mayor. No way in hell. It's just still ain't accounted for. I mean, they got an investigation, but, you know, they ain't going deep with it.
Rahm Emanuel is a weasel. His police chief is a serpent. And that tag team match ain't worth a goddamn. And I just had to shake my head on the fact that this man is allowed to weasel around like he is and why he don't get somebody. I know the police chief can't fix everything, but what he has, right, man, is absolutely nothing. You know, he's making a daily seem not so bad.
You know, you're right.
That's deep. That's deep.
That is deep. That's something to think about. That's a whole lot to think about. Somebody coming in and making daily look bad. God damn.
Yeah. And you can thank the president of the United States who recommended that. That bastard. I'm not trying to change the subject too much. Say something. I'm gonna eventually do a show on Obama because I think that I've been kind of holding back a whole lot on some things I want to say because what he's up against. But I tell you, brother, I don't know, man. I just have mixed emotions about this whole thing. But go ahead and keep on rolling, brother. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the rest of the on-air personalities, man, that you're bringing on, too. I'm looking real forward to that. I'm looking forward to the growth. Everybody, it's just a growth thing. It's just a growth thing within the family that we have, that we started, and Mr. Bledsoe started and invited me into. But anyway, you're going to hear more about that later. What was I at? Yeah, them blood-sucking motherfuckers in City Hall. That's where I was at.
Absolutely. Man.
The community, man. I don't see why these old folks gotten to the point where they're comfortable to the point where they stop thinking. They can make a whole lot of shit happen if they just keep thinking. They ain't got to do a lot of shit. It's just a lot of progressive people in the neighborhood, man, but they refuse to see them. It's just what they see in front of them and what they see, what they want. And they don't know somebody like me and somebody younger. We got their best interest at heart. You know, we don't know everything. We try. We got younger people than us. That's aldermen of these wards, man. This young lady, man, and her name is Tara Stamps. She ran for alderman of the 36th ward, man. She came up short, but she ran. There's another young lady I just met here on Facebook, and she's moving in Inglewood. I forgot her name. I wish I could remember her name. But she said she's interested in running for office. And see, these people need a voice, a bigger voice, and so people can say, oh, if she's only 41, 42 years old and running for alderman, hell, I can run for alderman when I turn, when I'm old enough to be able to run for alderman. That's the shit that we need. We don't need to be cutting nobody off, man, because they don't feel comfortable with it and shit, you know? You know, the only ones that's building dynasties in the community is these fucking churches. No, we go. Damn, I didn't even go there, but anyway, it fit what I had to say. Those are the only motherfuckers keeping shit going as a dynasty. That's the shit we need to do in our communities and in our homes. You know, we make somebody had to be head of household, whether it's a strong black man or a strong black woman. But somebody got to be strong enough to be head of, get some shit started, get some shit moving, and finish some shit off. It ain't that hard to do. Everybody's got to humble themselves and respect the fact that somebody is stronger than the other one. Somebody, the areas that they're strong in, let them shine in that area. And somebody got to be the backbone. Somebody be second in command. Everybody, you know, you help that person that's going to shine and they can get shit moving, and you help that person keep that shit rolling. That's how that shit works. I inadvertently became head of my household when, a little bit before my mom passed. I didn't want it. But they knew I can get shit done. My whole family knew this. I didn't want it. Because when my mom passed, she was a Jehovah's Witness, and she told me that if anything happened, she wanted to be buried. She wanted to be wherever the hell they do at the Kingdom Hall. I had no fucking idea how they get buried at the Kingdom Hall. But my nephew that moved in with her and stayed for 2 years and took care of her, he wanted a regular old funeral. I don't know what the fuck that is. I've seen him before, but that's what he wanted. So I had to have talks with everybody about two funerals. My mom's had two funerals. A Kingdom Hall funeral and a regular, whatever that was, funeral that we had. Because my mom loved music. She loved to dance, and she was happy, and she loved food and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We had all that. We had all that. My nephew had got that together, and the brothers at the Kingdom Hall got theirs together. And and my job was make sure all that shit worked, and it worked. It just so happened that another friend of ours, he had a park. He was supervised in a park. He let us use that for the reception for my nephew's homegoing. Jehovah's Witnesses don't have that stuff. So the Kingdom Hall wasn't too far from the park, and everybody, when the Jehovah's Witnesses got through with their ceremony, everybody got up and walked over to the park. We had another ceremony for my mom there. DJ food for days, and we just had a damn good time because that's what she wanted.
Yeah.
But her beliefs and what she believed in was a whole nother ballgame, and she wanted us to make sure that was carried out. And I was inadvertently elected to do that. That was some hard shit, too. That, man, that was talking about some sleepless nights. I think for 6 whole months, I didn't sleep. The time that my mom got sick, real sick, intensely sick, then the death, then the arrangement, and then, you know, me and my brother fell out afterwards, but, you know, that's a whole nother ball game.
You said it intentionally sick?
Y'all, she got real sick. She was okay. She kept going back and forth. That's what I meant in intensely. It was real intense.
Oh, I sound like you said intentionally sick. That's what I was threw me. I see what you said. Okay.
Yeah, that's the Ebonics, man. I still talk Ebonics a lot.
Okay, you say intensely. I'm with you. I'm with you, brother.
Yeah. I still got the Ebonics thing going. But that was rough. 6 whole months of that shit, man. I ain't sleep for a good whole 6 months. I swear to God. I swear to somebody's God, I didn't. I keep saying I swear to God. I don't even know why. That's just a habit. I'll grow out of that, too. But you got people that are leaders, man, and they don't even know it in our community. You know, but some of these old motherfuckers, man, feel like, you know, because they older and they seem wiser, that's good and fine to feel that way. But don't fucking cock block somebody because you can. That's what's happening in the community now. You got these old motherfuckers that have been here 30, 40 years and went through the segregation and white folks burning their doors down and they can't come across Ashland and then Western and then Kedzie and then Cicero. They got it rough. Yeah. Now they old and shit. Now they fucking around and got a grudge. It ain't our fault. We weren't the ones that had drugs coming to the community. That was the federal government. The federal government kept up more shit with people, man, than any other entity, man, in this whole fucking United States. The federal government gave white folks the idea that we're supposed to remain slaves and gave white folks the idea that the Bible is they started shit up again. They if any right wing people was getting control like they did in Texas and Alabama, if they get in control of any sector of the federal of federal policies or federal agencies and whatnot, they're gonna turn it all Christian, and they're gonna make sure the Bible is gonna be the main focus in terms of dealing with people and things in that state. ISIL doing the same fucking thing with the Quran. You don't fuck around and go by the Quran strictly, they're gonna cut your fucking head off. And these Christians, if you don't go by the Bible strictly the way they wanted to be gone by, they're gonna take your food from you. They're gonna take your identity again. They already started when they first got in power with the Senate and the representative, the first fucking thing they went after was the right to vote. And a lot of black motherfuckers don't even realize this. That's the first thing they went after. They almost had to strip all our rights to vote. And they know that's the only way that they can stay in power if they get people to vote their way. And a lot of us don't even know it. Don't even realize it. Don't care.
Nope.
Don't even fucking, how can you fuck around and not know your history? I inadvertently learned all this shit. I got so much shit floating through my head, man. It's pathetic. I may get a couple of words fucked up, a date fucked up, but the essence of the conversation of the average motherfucker knows what the hell I'm talking about. You have to be a fucking Einstein to figure out what's right and wrong. You know?
It's not complex at all.
Yeah, it's just too fucking simple. I got to do is think. Motherfuckers stop thinking. They just get into a rut and just going about their business. Don't even fucking give any, no critical thinking. Everything is so fucking short-term with this system, it ain't funny. Short-term shit. That's why the federal government can't even pass a fucking jobs bill. They want to be in control of how that fucking money is spent. Obama wants to get a 10-year plan. So everybody would be involved in terms of businesses, schools, household, financial, corporations. Everybody got to have a long-term plan in order to make shit work. You can't do shit every 3 and 4, 5 months. It's too much speculation. Then you start making fucking goofy mistakes about payroll and projections and hiring and the federal government knows this. And if any of you black motherfuckers or white motherfuckers, Puerto Rican motherfuckers, if any of you all are awake, you can see this shit. This federal government got everybody in a state of fucking, I don't know, big-ass question mark. They do. Nobody's scared, but everybody's nervous. Because you can't make a fucking plan on 3 fucking months. It took me a fucking year to get my house modified. So I can figure out exactly how much I'm going to be paying every month and what's the percentage rate. It took me a year. No money, but I'm doing it now. I'll be out of it in November, but it took me a whole fucking year to get that shit straightened out. Now think about running a country with 40 billion people. How many people we got in the United States? 100 and some million?
About 2 billion, I believe.
2 billion? Think about making places for 2 billion people.
Yeah.
Think about it, Keith. You making a short term plan 6 months for 2 billion goddamn people. That's a state of confusion, and the federal government loves that, because as long as we stay in a state of confusion, they can steal and rip the fuck off whatever they want. Any type of money that they want or any type of bill they want to send through, as long as we confused as hell, they're going to take that shit short-term. They rather have short-term plans than long-term plans, because we're going to be so confused trying to figure out what we're going to do. It's a cakewalk for them. As long as the federal government keeps, you know, telling the average white folk that their liberties and everything is going to be taken away by a black man and the Constitution should be replaced with the Bible, it's like, get the fuck out of here. That's some crazy shit. That's some crazy shit to even bring up. And these black motherfuckers just going along with the program too. They ain't even going along with the program. It's just there. The average motherfucker, you can't even have a conversation with them no more, because don't nobody want to fucking right hear about, you know, scandal. Don't nobody want to fucking hear about empire or power. Don't nobody want to hear about these reality shows, this shit that's happening yesterday. That was straight up dumb shit. Think long term. You can't even get the fucking community straight. Why the fuck would you want to fuck around and give that time that you do have to some dumb shit? Getting back to these guys I talked to, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. All this shit happened this afternoon. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow with these guys. One of them may come at me. I hope he don't. But I did it. I did it so my daughters can walk the fuck from the bus stop to my house. I did it so these little kids can run up and down and have to slip on no fucking door and bust their head. I did it so them brothers can think about making some money. All they got to do is compromise and think. Just respect the block. That's all we're asking you to do, you dumb motherfuckers. You always going to have one out the crowd. Oh, man, that's a vacant house. We can do anything we want right there. No, you dumb motherfucker, that vacant house is next door to my house. And that's the state of mind we're in. We don't
Jim,
no
we do have a call.
Let's talk about.
We do have a caller waiting on the line to get on with you.
Oh, man. Bring him on in, man. I'm lonely.
We're going to bring him right on in, and we're gonna cross it up and see what we got going. And here we go.
In.
Caller, are you there? 7 area
yeah,
code.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm
What's
here.
Going on?
How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm just listening to you, brothers. You know, and you mentioned something about those reality shows. Yes, the reality shows are fucked up. That is a distraction. The reality show, when you have scandal and empire, that's the distraction that they want. You know.
Now, this is by the Carol Sanderson.
That is
by Carol Sanderson,
yes,
right?
It is.
Okay,
yes,
we just want to make sure we get you identified. Just want to make sure you get you identified, brother. Go ahead with it. Go ahead and flow.
Yes, I am Carl Sanders. I'm just gonna let it flow. You know, I know this is Jimmy. This is his show kicking off, and I just wanted to respond to a couple of things. You know, there's a situation in either Virginia or Pennsylvania that I was reading the other day on social media, and this is with the school system. They're going to be teaching kids about oral sex coming up, I guess, from 6th, 7th grade. They're going to start their sex education, teaching about oral sex and anal sex. Yes. Yes. I got on it. I wrote a little article on it. Yes. And they're going to, hey, man, this bullshit. This society is all screwed up. Come on. And I was like, that really threw me away, because this is their curriculum. I guess it's based on, since they shoved this bullshit, lesbian gay shit down our throat and said, this is what y'all have to deal with. They pushed that the last 3 or 4 years under Obama administration, they just pushed it down our throats and said, here, you're going to have to deal with this same-sex marriage. First, they went state by state to see could they get some approval. And then as they started getting approval, and some of the states fought back and said, no, we're not having it. But as the momentum continued to gain and throughout the United States, it was gaining, and they started winning state by state. Then the Supreme Court, they brought their faggot ass on, and they said, well, hell with it. You can have all of it now. So they basically going to get the same thing, two men marrying and two women marrying. You can get the same rights that Chief Bledsoe and his wife going to get, that Jimmy Williams and his wife going to get. You can get the same rights, and everything. That's when it's really, you know, they just doing what they want to do now. And now just one state is talking about having these classes and teaching kids about those inappropriate sexual behavior. And I just hit the floor when I read it. Yes, yeah. I got it. I just can't remember what state it is. It's either Virginia or Pennsylvania. It's one of those states.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, man. And, you know, man, we just, you know, I don't know what's going on, man, but
well, we don't have any moral standard, a foundation, I don't believe. I mean, the bar is in the ground, and there is no line in the sand anymore. You know, if that's okay, man on man and all that, then how can we complain about our teenagers with their pants sagging? I mean, where's the standard? I mean, where do you draw the line? I don't know, man. I think it's all gone. I think it's whatever. As long as it's not a criminal activity, as long as it's not a crime committed, all senses, it's all go, man. Everything is go. That's the way I see it.
But you know what, though? A lot of this stuff can change, man, if people get involved with the system. I've said this many a times before. It's a fucked up system, but it's the only one we get. You know, just because shit ain't going your way don't mean you got to stand on the sideline and say, oh, well, I ain't no sense of me getting involved with it. It's not going to happen. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what, man? That's why in the wake of that young man, that 43-year-old brother that got assassinated by a cop in Cincinnati, Ohio, in the wake of those kind of incidents, man, what I see is if incidents like that keep happening, man, I see a little lightweight revolution, man. That's what I see, because there's a lot of brothers and sisters that's disappointed in this system, man, and how it's being ran. That's what I see, man. I think people are really getting fed up, especially with the killing of innocent people of color, man, women and men. You're right. It's a matter of us. It's a matter of us trying our best on our end to quit doing dumbass shit so people can actually see us. How can they fuck around and give more props to a lion being killed than a young lady being hanging in a jail cell?
Ain't that about a bitch?
I know. That shit is crazy about Cecil. Fuck Cecil.
But
you know, he got a lot of time for himself. Go ahead. They're giving Cecil. They want to take care, because white folks love their animals more than they love human beings, man. White folks stretch their animals, man. They love their animals more than human beings. They will stand up and fight you and cut your throat about these animals, man. They don't care nothing about human beings. They don't care nothing about the starving people in Africa and those different countries in Africa that need their inoculation shots and whatnot. That's why you got the computer guy, Gates. That's why the Gates Foundation, he takes care. Don't you know how the percentage of money that he spent, the Gates Foundation spent so much money in Africa, man. If it wasn't for the Gates Foundation, Africa would be really in a sad state. They donate mostly all of the money that he gets, that the Gates Foundation gets. They donate it and keep poor African nations from starving and making sure that they got to get their shots. They do a lot, man. Him and he got Jimmy Buffett told his kids he done gave up so much of his money already towards the Gates Foundation, because the Gates Foundation, they doing the right things with their money, man. You know, we need more of that, man. And yes, and well, I heard you guys mention some of our statistics, but I know here in the United States, we have at least 330 million people in this country, okay. Man. It's not that this country is overran. Actually, this is a big country here. It's a new country as well, but the country is being ran to the ground by all of this, by all of the, you see how bad the weather's been as of late? That's because those idiots from NASA, they still going up to, so they think they going to the, well, all the satellites and stuff, they think they be going to the moon, wherever they think they be going. They fucking up the environment. That's what's been fucking up. They don't even have to announce it no more. They don't even announce when they going up and hang more satellites and stuff. You know how many satellites we got up there that's fucked up? That's why the environment is fucked up. Man can invent some things and create some things, but man can fuck up some things as well, man. And I'm sick
absolutely
tired of this religious bullshit that they perpetrate across the nation, man. Now there's another priest in Chicago. He's a Hispanic priest. They suspended him today because of some little boy situation that he had born. Hey man, I'm tired of people hiding behind Catholicism, Judaism, and all other isms. You know, the hell, that's what's got us fucked up now, religion. People don't want to hear it, but that's what's got us fucked up, and that's one of our, we had wars that's been fucked. Wars, all the wars that we had, World War One and Two, they was religious wars. And that's why, that's another reason why we all screwed up, man. And jumping from war, I like to jump all over the place because I'm trying to emphasize a point. Now, going back, just like right now, they don't want Obama to go for it. Obama actually could probably win if they had passed, changed the laws, and was going for a third term. He probably could have won and easy, and the fourth term. Well, they cut that out with good old Roosevelt. Roosevelt, I think he went 3 or 4 terms. Right after that, they said no man can, we can only do a 2-term thing with a president. But I think Obama, you know, there was talks about it, but yeah, they kicked it down because conservatives, they not having that. And the conservatives, well, Republicans, they want you as slaves, point blank.
Well, speaking of the presidential race, what do you all think about Joe Biden talking about jumping in there, man?
I am glad Joe Biden got off his ass and said, hey, what about me? Because he's hearing all this bullshit about Hillary. I'm not a Hillary fan. Hillary is full of shit. Hillary said,
I am not
that
a Hillary
if you heard of a woman by the name of Margaret Sanger, she said that blacks are like weed. And they, black people of color are like weed. W-E-E-D-S. And they need to be exterminated. She brought that out. She made that analogy about people of color. And Hillary, I see this bitch Hillary on Facebook, on social media last week talking about how she lauded and respect Margaret Sanger and you know, well, hold up, Hillary. Do you know who Margaret Sanger is? I don't think nobody really come out and beat her up with this yet. But Margaret Sanger, man, pure racist. If anytime you make a statement like that, man, I consider you in the same group with Hitler. You're talking about people of color just like weeds and they ought to be exterminated. Come on now. Check out Margaret Sanger.
Brother Jim, I know there was a minute where you were kind of a Hillary supporter. I mean, how are you still with that, or where you stand with that, man?
I'm still a Hillary supporter, only because only because she's a woman. First of all, I want to get a woman president. I don't give a shit. But as long as she's a smart, I don't give a shit how much money she's making, how much money she's stealing. As long as she's smart, I want a woman that's in there, man, that's gonna be aggressive. And be damn near like, the one thing Hillary got going for as far as her thinking is Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton wasn't the best. He made a whole lot of stupid ass mistakes as far as blacks were concerned. I don't think it was a lot of mistakes, stupid mistakes, but he wanted blacks to really be able to be self-dependent in some terms. And yeah, it was a selfish thing to do in loan, I mean, as far as the federal government's concerned, because there's less money they got to spend on social programs and whatnot, but it was a damn good idea. You can't have fucking 20 generations, man, on welfare and not even thinking about working. That shit only make any damn sense to me. That's the only thing I liked about what Clinton did. But, you know, the incarceration thing, but he really fucked up it with the third strike. He really fucked up with that one with me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I just want a woman president.
Bill Clinton, the Bush had fucked it up. Bill Clinton, he brought us, he took us off the red, man. He put us back in the black. I mean, Bill, he was good.
He did that.
As far as the money thing, yeah, he did that. He has a good point. But Bill would be running the country. Hillary wouldn't be running the country. Bill's a smart man. Bill's a Rhodes Scholar. You have to think and remember that. And Bill,
we were saying that Bill was the first
black president. Remember that? Remember that statement?
I remember that. That was a good joke.
The boy was from Arkansas. He was eating cornbreads and pig feet and fried chicken. He was raised by black women.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see a female president, but I absolutely would not want to see that president be Hillary Clinton. I ain't got nothing for that thing. When she made that comment about she was hanging in the race when she was against Obama, and her reasoning was because Robert Kennedy had been assassinated. If that wasn't cold talk, I don't know what the hell was. I didn't like that. I didn't like the way she kicked her feet up and raised her hands up in the air when she found out that Gaddafi had been killed, or was it Osama, had been murdered, celebrating murder. I didn't like what she said about a week or two ago when she said, you got to be honest and admit that, you know, black kids in hoodies, white people are afraid of them. Now, what about white men in police uniforms? See, that kind of shit to me tells me that Hillary Clinton, I ain't got shit for Hillary. I wouldn't vote for that thing if she was the only one in the race, man. And if she's who we have as a Democratic nominee, then we deserve a fucking Republican.
Exactly.
That's my opinion.
I can't do a Republican. I'm sorry. Them motherfuckers are fucking nuts, man. First of all, anybody would run up behind an orange-haired motherfucker that was part of a reality show that means shit. And then he fucked around and then started talking about Hispanics and then blacks. He don't want to be president. He just want to be up. He just feel out of the loop. He feels
this is a game.
He's so fucking rich that he wants to be in the limelight too. Yeah, wasting everybody's fucking time. He's a fucking joke.
It's nothing but a game, brother. Just like his TV show, The Apprentice. This is nothing but a fucking game to him. Period.
That's all.
Right.
That's all.
Exactly.
It's like the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers, man. The United States to them is just a big ass chess game. Why the old motherfuckers just can't go to a lake and start fishing or something? Why they gotta fuck around and play chess, trading places with everybody's fucking lives and shit? It ain't that fucking serious. You know, you got enough money to rule the hub. You got 20 damn candidates coming to your donors, your whatever the hell they had. They come some kind of conference they had where everybody had to go up there and see if they can get the Koch brothers to back them in a presidential bid. Whatever happened to when we pledged a dollar and when Obama came along, he took advantage of the internet. Everybody pledged whatever the hell they could. A dollar, 50 cents, $2, $5. And that shit worked. Everybody got so geeked up to get involved with the system that it worked. Now these rich motherfuckers said, oh hell, we can't have that. We want to get involved in that too. So they our 50 cents and $2, $5 don't mean shit no more because they kicking in 20, 30 million. Now some asshole about a year or so ago figured every million that shit, whatever, however many dollars they got, that's how many votes they should vote. That's some dumb ass shit too. Rich people don't want shit, man. They just want to get involved with some shit that don't even matter. I mean, they don't give a shit about the average person. They give a shit about power and what they can do with it. It's like I said, a chess game, like a big ass game to them. They don't give a fuck about the average person where this country's going. You know,
exactly. Did you guys mention, not to cut you off, but did you guys mention about the state of Illinois, the governorship and that and all that?
I didn't get into that. You got the floor.
Okay. I thought because I came in, I think I came in about 7:20 and I started listening. I was just surfing. I'm at work and I was just surfing and I happened to see that y'all was on. And I said,
it's cool, man.
Yeah.
It's cool because, like I said, our format is like that, man. You know, like barbershop talk, man. Just come on with it.
Without a doubt. You know, I understand that part of it. Yeah, man. But, you know, man, we need so much work, man. You know, we got to, like you said, we need some action. That's what we need, man. We need some action, serious. You know, because, you know, we can sit around and discuss this shit all day because it makes me mad. That's what it makes me. You know, I just sit around and especially this last incident with this boy, with this damn cop. He just came out. He just assassinated the boy through the car window. And he tried to drive. Just because if you drive it away, if you try to stop the car from driving away, you point blank shot the guy in the head. And then he just happened to have he cranked the car up before you shot him. And then his feet hit the gas pedal, and then he shot him in the head. The car just went up some and went up on the embankment. And how in the hell is he trying to run the guy over? He tried to run. He didn't try to run. You was right there by the car door. How in the hell is he trying to run you over? Hey, man, they charged the guy with murder, and they still got, he made bond. They should have put a $5 million bond on his ass to make sure he couldn't get out. You know, that $1 million bond went shit, man. You know, it's
but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to the system, though, man. We can actually vote in judges and prosecutors. A lot of black folks don't even know that. When we vote for aldermen and mayor and stuff like that, they have a whole list of judges that you can actually vote for.
But these people ain't looking at
You know what? Just like, let me make this point real quick. Just like you said that about the judges, you're absolutely right. Because the deal with Bill Cosby, the one judge, when he did his defamation on that case that he had in 2005, and he went ahead and paid the white girl off, the judge wasn't supposed to open that. The judge was not supposed to open that and let the people know what was in that defamation. You can't do that. That was as far as the judge, they should have brought his ass up on charges. You know, even though I don't condone some of the shit that Bill did it, but hey,
right.
You know, with Bill, you know, I don't condone at all what he did. He beat up a lot of pussy, and he did that, but the way he did it, I don't like, because my thing is, if I had the money and I was doing that, I'm not going to be banging no corpse. I don't want the girl knocked out. You know, I'm going to keep her ass up. I'm not, you understand? And then I don't even think he really had to knock him out anyway, because only thing he had to do was just say, look, I'm Bill Cosby. I'm going to help your career. And you just got to give up the pussy tonight and I'm going to give you a few dollars. And that's it. He didn't have to do no quaaludes. That's how I would have been. I would have been, because they all did that. Frank Sinatra, all of them assholes, celebrities.
It was a way of life.
They all did that. Right. It's a way of life for them. But Bill, they just had to hit a man if he's 77 years old. He's, you know, I like Bill. Bill donated over $200 million for the Negro College Fund. You know, you tell me who done that. Bill have donated a lot of money to education. So to me, Bill had a right to bitch about young black men playing Game Boy and they doing this bullshit. And he spoke out. And then you had a couple of uppity Negroes that speaks well. They came out against Bill on that because Bill was telling them how they should be living their lives. And I'm with Bill on that one.
You know what? And I'm with him too. And I know Brother Jim. I know Brother Jim. I know you agree with Bill. I know we actually had this debate a while ago on the show. Because I totally agree with what Bill was saying. And you, I know you were adamantly against what he was saying, man.
The reason I was adamantly against what Bill was saying is because he made his millions first. Do that shit when you fuck around and coming up in the game and say that same shit and see how many people is going to support you. That's all I was saying about it. Because you don't fuck around and come up with a show called The Cosby Kid. All of them fuck around look like Bebe Kid. and then you turn around and start talking shit about her.
But you know what else? What another thing? See, President Obama was even telling black people to be more responsible, and they went off on President Obama. See, you know, one thing about black folks, and I'm one of them, but I ain't thinking like most of them. They can't stand to be told the truth about themselves. Period.
You know what? We were just talking about that at the beginning of the show. At the top of the show, I was just talking, telling everybody how I got into it with the guys on the block about fixing their cars in front of everybody's houses. You're right. They do not want to be told shit. Period.
Yeah, that's an eyesore. And that's an eyesore. And you're right, though, Keith. We cannot take constructive criticism. Because we all,
absolutely,
once we get it, we be like, you know, what the fuck you telling me this? But we get attitude. That's
yep.
what we need
yep.
to grow
exactly.
up with. We need to grow up with
yep.
that. We need to say, hey, the man is telling me right. You know, there was a homeless guy, man. He was on Michigan Avenue, and the brother told his guy, man, you a bum, man. Get your ass out of here. He had a cup, and the brother walked about three blocks, man. And he came back and said, hey, man, I'm sorry for talking to you, though. You know, I just
okay.
had a bad day, man. And I took it out on you. He gave the guy $30, gave him a hug. He told, go get your moon, man. He said, man, I'm sorry. You know, that's what we should be. We should be there.
Damn.
You know, instead of helping each other. That's how we help each other, man. You know, all that other bullshit ain't nothing. We, you know, I think our age group, we get it. We get it, man, Jimmy. We get it, Keith.
Exactly.
We know it. We get it, man. You know, it's not us.
You're right.
Their whole,
well, you know what?
The new generation, their whole thing is all screwed. Their language, they talk different. Their priorities are different. And every damn thing, man. You know, and a lot of them, they know that you got a lot of them that's in school. A lot of them in school, they want to do a good thing. But I believe they're in school because they want to be successful and they want to live. And they want, to me, they don't think of helping nobody, working to try to pass yourself to help people. They're on this trying to be bougie shit, you know.
Well, you know what? The new school is now making three times as much money as their mothers and fathers did back in the late 60s. I mean, the mid 60s and the early 70s. They're making three times as much money. And you can listen to some of these rappers on the radio bragging about this shit. You know, I'm a piece of shit if you listen to my mother or, you know, these rappers talk about shit about their parents and rap that's on the radio. And you got some other little young motherfuckers listening to this shit. They saying, well, damn, my mom's only bring $400 a week home. I bring $1,600 to
$2,000. Right.
You know, and that's in their mind, their mother father can't tell them shit.
Exactly. And here's the other thing about it, the worst part about it. The Jay-Z's of the world, they don't even give a shit about helping nobody. They don't want to help nobody. They don't, and they can't take that damn money with them. If something happened to Jay-Z, you can't take that fucking money with you. Beyonce can put you in a fucking Cadillac car and put it in the ground with you. You know, what the fuck that's going to prove? You know?
You know what?
You can't take that money with you. They should be looking at helping somebody, man. You know?
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
Speaking of Beyonce, just today, and you all probably heard, when they were asking our first lady, Michelle Obama, I forget how they posed the question, but who would she like to be if she had to do something all over again? Did she want to be Beyonce? And my stomach just dropped. Don't get me wrong, Beyonce.
You know why? Because she just set her ass up here and got she got American now. We all got American now, but she didn't get indoctrinated into this lifestyle setting where this bougie shit by her husband being the president and her being the first lady and Beyonce and Stevie Wonder, they come there and they play in the White House. See, she on the whole, see that? Don't get it twisted with this Illuminati bullshit, because this Illuminati bullshit is for them. It's for Jay-Z. It's for President Obama. It's for Michelle.
Damn.
That's them.
Damn.
To me, you know, that's their bullshit, and that's where she at now, and that's what she's thinking now. And it is too, it is sorry that she's thinking like that, being good woman from Chicago, and she's from the hood where we went to school at. You would think that those are not those, that she would be still talking about helping obese kids, you know, lose weight. And you would think that she'd be talking about feeding the homeless. And who in the hell want to be like Beyonce to shake her ass and go on stage and shake her ass and show her ass and make
that
a lot
sad example. That is a sad example of a role model. Now she's one of the greatest female. She's one of the great male entertainers in the history of music. I give her that. She don't need to be like that.
Absolutely.
She is a great entertainer. Beautiful lady. Talent up the ears, man, up the ass. She don't have to be no fucking Nicki Minaj damn dingbat, but she's acting that way.
Exactly.
I hate that, man. But anyway, T.
But that's what she. But you know what? When she first came out, her first 3 or 4 years, she wasn't even trying to wear all the high fashion clothes or none of that. But now, this second time, she lost her mind. She put Rogers out the White House because Rogers was looking at Obama too close. She threw her out with her fine ass. She threw the Rogers woman out, and she made some changes. And she said no. And that's just how I see it. You know, she threw Rogers out of the White House, and she was wearing her skirts and stuff too short, and she just, no, this is my show. This is not your show. But she kept her girlfriend, Obama's, what's up, Obama's aide, her advisor, the one that gave her the job, gave her her first lawyer job, and also hired Obama. What's her name? The spokesperson, the spokeslady.
Valerie Jarrett?
Yeah, right. So she wasn't threatened by Valerie Jarrett because Valerie Jarrett is an older woman. It's a little bit older than me, but she's a little bit older than us. But she looks more beat up than us. If you look at her, Valerie just a few years older than us, maybe a couple. You know, but you know, hey man, that's what money would do to you, man. Money and fame would do you like that. You would change your whole tune. And that's what makes some of the stars different from others, man. It's not about the money, man. But hey,
you know what?
You know what,
fellas? On that note, I'm gonna leave it just like that, man. And until tomorrow for Keith's show, or the other guests, and or even next week. And man, I'm glad you came on. I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Man. Carl Sanderson, Jimmy Williams. Carl Sanderson.
There you go.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm glad I came on too, man. You know, I love this. I love doing this. This is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. But we want
to you got an open door to come to any of the shows that you want, man, and just speak your mind, and you know, you can, you know, lay it down the way you want to and express it the way you want to express it. And we have no holds barred on any of these shows. Ladies and gentlemen,
thanks a lot.
Again, my name is Jimmy Williams, and this is Real People from the Hood, my executive producer, Mr. Keith Bledsoe. And I want to thank my guest, Mr. Carl Sanders. That's right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Peace.
Okay, y'all, we're going to end this show with a song, and we're going to get up out of here. I'll see you guys next week. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks,
peace.
Bro. Thanks, Jim.
Okay.
Thanks, Keith. All right, peace.